So the door in heaven was open, and the first voice I heard was as if it was a trumpet talking to me that we are symphonically wired. He said, I want you to come up here. I want you to see something. For years and years and years, people have been praying, Father, in the name of Jesus. And when they prayed, Pastor, the demons would hear their prayers and come and wrestle with them. Daniel's chapter number 11. He's praying and his prayers get caught between the prince of Persia, the prince, the power of the air. But after Pentecost, God says, I'm going to install in you a language that demons do not understand. And so on the day of Pentecost, while that was going on, the tongues came down, they were speaking different languages, and God began to install a prayer language on the inside of us. He went to the outskirts of the world and he set up teleprompters around the world. Demons set up teleprompters. And the teleprompters was, the job was, so they put a demon in front of every portal where prayers come up through. So when you pray, your prayers goes up, and before it gets into heaven, it stops in the principalities where the enemy writes down what you've been praying, and then he waits for the angel to come down so he can wrestle with the angel. The Bible said your prayers got caught between the prince, the power of Persia. So the Lord says, I got to bypass you through that. So we've been saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, but now we say, Yikatarabasa, and angels are coming down, but the demons don't know where they're coming from. There is a language that God wants to release out of your spirit. Pull on your neighbor, say, neighbor, I feel this thing. There's a language. On the day of Pentecost, every challenge that the enemy had, every word that was being spoken, the devil got confused. The devil don't know what you're saying when you pray in unknown tongues. For he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. I come to tell you that the Holy Ghost is about to release some stuff in Abuja that he's never released before, but you got to use your encrypted code in prayer. When I pray in an unknown tongue and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, immediately two angels come, pop, pop, stand on both sides of me, bow their heads and open up their wings. And while I'm praying, those angels with flaming swords are cutting the atmosphere, making sure no demonic force comes nigh my dwelling. And when I say amen, they go up to heaven, run into the altar room, burn it with incense upon the altar, run it into the throne room, and let God smell the odors of my prayers through the hands of angels. And God gets up off the throne and says, what a sweet smelling savor. Pull on your neighbor, say, neighbor, get ready for a Holy Ghost invasion. 99% of our prayers needs to be yakata narabo sakata in tongues. I'm standing here today because the devil tried to kill me, but he couldn't do it. He tried to take me out, but he couldn't do it. Look at your neighbor, say, oh, neighbor, the devil tried to kill me, but he couldn't do it. Because when he came for me, I was not there. I was snatched out of that place by the intervention of the Holy Ghost. Who am I talking to in this place? I decree and declare supernatural blessings over your life in this season. Pull on the neighbor, say, oh neighbor, I want my stuff. I want my stuff. I want my stuff. I want my stuff. I feel it in my spirit. I want my stuff. I want everything the devil stole from me. I want it all back. Devil, I command you in the name of the Lord to give me my stuff back. I wish I had some Shabakas in the building. I wish I had some Atabosata warriors in the building. I want my stuff back. I want my stuff back. Pull on your neighbor, say, neighbor, by the time you get home, your angel is gonna have your stuff. Say yeah. There's a sound, there's a sound, there's a sound of warfare in the atmosphere. There's a sound of release in the atmosphere. Every businessman in this place, every businesswoman in this place, get yourself ready for 2018. You're moving into an extraordinary place. Your angel has just released a 30-fold blessing on your life. You're about to be increased. High five somebody, say, he's talking about me. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the situation looks like. You're about to have a breakthrough. Pull on somebody and say, your broke days are over. Your broke days are over. It does not matter where you are. As long as God is there, he's gonna work it out for you. Your broke days are over. I dare you to pray in tongues right now. Yakata na 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 ba sakata ba. Eke te de de bo sakata na ba. Roko to do do bo sakata ba ba ba. Yakata na 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 bo sakata ba. Roko to do bo sakata ba. Come on, no English. No English. Oh, no English. Yakata na na ma 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 ma. Yakata ta. No English. Yakata na 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 ma sakata ba. Rokodorobo sakata na na ma 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 ma. Ikotorobo sakata.